Yesterday, in the square outside the James Administration Building, renamed Community Square, or Carré Communautaire, by the students that assembled there, there was a gathering in response to the events of November 10th, when riot police used brute force on campus in response to 14 students occupying Heather Monroe Bloom's office in the James Administration Building, following the protest against tuition hikes earlier that day. The gathering was part protest, part general assembly, and part information session about the events that had transpired.
Donc je travaille pour le Daily c'est le journal francophone de l'université McGill. Et donc on voulait voir un petit peu où est-ce que cette initiative étudiante allait aboutir. Je sais qu'il y a un certain nombre de craintes de la part de l'administration de savoir où est-ce que ça va, comment ça va finir. Personnellement, je suis assez optimiste. Je pense que c'est quelque chose ça a été plutôt bien structuré par des élèves qui sont proposés spontanément. Donc je ne m'attends pas de débordement particulier. J'espère que toutes les personnes qui décideront de parler pourront être entendues et que tout le monde respectera les points de vue de chacun.
In philosophy and environment studies, I'd like to clarify that I'm not here on behalf of any of the communities that I'm part of, but as a student who is directly implicated and impacted by what happened on Thursday evening right here. So I'm really honored to have been asked to give this opening address. I'm going to give an account of what happened based on what was reported in the campus media, as well as emailed out previously by the SMU. Talk about why we're here. And suggest potential directions, offering two potentialities of where we can go as a campus after this. So, for those of you who don't know, on Thursday, 20,000 students marched from Bailly-UQAM Station to Rue McGill College. It was the single largest student day of action that this province has ever seen, with 200,000 students accounted for. Altogether peaceful, it went really, really well. By 4 o'clock, the demonstration finished and word circulated that we got a peaceful occupation of the fifth floor of the James Administration Building. A bunch of us heard this and kind of moved on to campus and have to try and support those who were there and find out what happened. We soon learned that security services inside had reacted violently, and accordingly, anxiety outside grew, the crowd grew and came to include not just students but faculty and staff who supported what was happening, or supported those inside. After some time, students tried negotiating their way into the building, first asking if a pair could go in and confirm the safety of those that they knew, ceding to a single individual before deciding that a camera would suffice to film what was happening before being returned outside, and all of that was denied. At some point, 20 to 30 students entered through the side entrance of the building and occupied the second floor for a short period. Soon after, we heard that the police had been called, and students formed a human chain around the building to try and prolong negotiations inside. Bike police arrived, confronted students, and it's important to note that that students reacted after having been engaged. I want to clarify that. Upon the bike police's dispersal, riot police arrived through the Roddick and Milton gates, batting their shields. They approached students, hemming them in from both sides in an effort to try and push us off campus. They approached those first at the entrance to the building, pepper sprayed without warning, and push students back. At one point, I personally saw a student kicked in the face as he was sitting peacefully in protest.
Shame!
Shame!
So, we were pushed off campus, effectively brutalized. And for a lot of people here, this is a moment of great anxiety, intentionally their first time that they've returned to campus since it happened on Thursday. What happened was that we were pushed through the Milton gates and then I guess, charged upon. It's a pretty stirring experience. But after the fact, students organized and came together. They weren't silenced, but decided they were going to take action against what happened and immediately scheduled this event. I think it's a point of great strength that we need to rally upon. So, the intention of this afternoon is to create time and space for people to express and articulate what they experienced. Because this is a community issue and we need to work through this as a whole. We're not individuals here, but this is something that the wider McGill community has experienced and that we can build on together. I've been asked to speak, and I'd like to speak the fact this is intentionally the first time, as I said, for a lot of people who have returned, that we offer them respect and that we not conflate differences of opinion over whether or not police intervention was the right thing to happen with a lack of compassion and understanding that for where these people are at is a very vulnerable state, that we respect where they're coming from and take it into consideration. The second element of this, after the reprehensible events on Thursday that we'll talk about, is an attempt to try and build from what we experienced. What I find most moving is the way that people weren't silenced, but have come together now to talk about this, because we're going to try and contextualize this. Students and faculty are going to talk about how this isn't just an isolated incident. It's part of a much wider context and series of changes that have happened at this university over the last couple of years.
So McGill Security has been instructed to take any injured persons in the crowd to the Walk Safe volunteers on the outskirts of the assembly demonstration. They are wearing red tops and Walk Safe jackets, and if they don't have a Walk Safe jacket, they have a white identification badge on their back. They are available on site, and they are collaborating with McGill Security and SMU Security and MCERT, which is the McGill Safe Emergency Response Team. MCERT has a triage that's set up at SMU, so if any injured persons will be taken directly to SMU. And it's a whole collaboration effort between MCERT, SMU Security, McGill Security, and volunteer work. So thank you very much.
Okay, my name is Daniel Kaufman. I'm a U2 physiology student at McGill.
And what are you doing here? What's your role here?
I've coordinated a team to work together with WalkSafe for this event. After seeing what happened on Thursday and Friday, I felt that if there was going to be a larger demonstration, that somebody should definitely see to it that there was some sort of first aid crew or somebody who could offer any sort of help if anybody needed it. So that's why we're out here.
Were you there on Thursday?
What I saw was I was at the Redpath Library at around 5 o'clock, and I saw, I looked towards the Rotted Gates, and I saw a large regiment of riot cops moving from the Rotted Gate towards the Arts Building. They stopped. Students gathered to see what was going on. The cops then walked east towards the Milton Gates and met up with, I'd say, about 30, 40 other riot police who were already there. At this point, protesters were still in James Square. And as I watched, basically the riot police sort of pushed everybody off towards the Milton gates. And I was not there when they dispersed the crowd in the end, but I heard about it.
What was kind of your fear about what might happen today? Why do you think that the WalkSafe crew is necessary?
Well, considering I saw probably over 100 riot police on my campus, which I thought I'd never see in my life, I figured we probably can't really trust that the administration or the police have our best interests at heart at this time. You know, everybody's, emotionally sensitive. So I thought perhaps it would be best to do a student initiative to make sure that we keep each other safe.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, everyone. We'd like to take this opportunity to rename James Square as Community Square, or Carré Communautaire, as an effort to move forward. It is hereby deemed. Thank you.
Well, if anyone, we wanted to put it to a vote. So if people disagree or agree, they could make their voices heard. But yeah.
I have a motion.
Yes.
I'd like to call it
Hi, I'm Brian Cowan. I'm a professor in the History and Classical Studies department.
And so what's your understanding of what happened on Thursday?
My understanding of what happened on Thursday? It was chaos. Police were called onto campus. People were hurt. People I know. It was horrible.
Do you see what happened as a breach of freedom of speech?
Well, it does seem to me that the way in which they were treated was an attempt to stifle their attempt to express themselves. Certainly, yes.
And what do you think of this protest today?
This protest? This is amazing. I've never seen anything quite like this. And this is really a historic moment. And I'm supposed to be teaching a seminar on the Glorious Revolution right now. And my class came to the conclusion unanimously that they wanted to be a part of this. And we'll continue talking about the Glorious Revolution next week. But today we're watching, I think, a revolution at McGill. It's really amazing to see. But the speeches have been very eloquent and very moving, and it's amazing to see so many people out here.
Thank you very much.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I was telling you that I'm a professor in the political science department at McGill. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know exactly what legal rights student or faculty have to speak in which parts of the university at which times. I'm sure there's limits, nor do I know exactly what the legal rights are of the university to restrict the speech that people have in different places and different times in this university. So I'm not here to talk about your rights. I'm here to talk about the nature of a university and an academic institution, an academic community, which comes with a set of responsibilities. I'm talking about the kinds of responsibilities that we have when we have power. When we are in positions of authority, I think our very famous thinker, Peter Parker, got it right when he said that with great power comes great responsibility. An academic community is an environment in which there are a diversity of views, whether it be about tuition increases, whether it be about UNACA's demands, whether it be about the nature of limitations on speech in various parts of the university. There are a diversity of views, whether it be about student tactics in bringing about change in university. But it is important that those diverse views find ways to be able to express themselves. And it is the responsibility of people in positions of authority and power to exercise that power in a way that enables the weakest members of the community, to whom our responsibilities are the greatest, to be able to find a way to speak and have their voice heard. Because sometimes, sometimes the weakest members of a community may not find it easy to express themselves through regular channels. They may need to explore ways of becoming active citizens. In fact, the university is an environment in which we want to develop the skills of how to learn to be active, engaged citizens in society at large. And for that to be possible, it is important that people who are in positions of authority and power, and I include here both members of the administration and members of the faculty, it is important that we create an environment in which those who wish to speak are able to make their voices heard.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Stanley. I'm a U3 political science student.
Okay, were you there on Thursday?
No, I wasn't for the shocking bit. I was at the march. I left about half an hour before the riot cops were called in because I had a stomach ache. But had that not happened, I probably would have been there.
What's your understanding of what happened on Thursday?
Well, I was there for the march. I saw the video of the run-up. By the looks of things, riot cops were called into what was a peaceful protest outside the James Administration building, and students were expelled from their own campus.
Why are you here today? What do you think is going to be the result of this protest?
I am here today to show my outrage that riot cops could be called onto a university campus in the 21st century in Canada. This is unheard of. A lot of people who I've spoken to about it have said to me, well, didn't you expect that this would happen, that the riot cops would be called in if the protest went into the night? And my answer is no, that's completely unacceptable. This didn't happen on St. Catherine or on Maisonneuve. This happened on a university campus with students expelled from a building that they are paying to be allowed inside of. So what I'm hoping is that this crowd of people today will show the people in James Administration who is in charge and that it's us and not them.
I'm in a political science department, but I have to tell you, I don't enjoy politics at all. It's not my thing. The only reason why I'm here today is because I was very upset, as I think many of us are, about what happened on Thursday. It's not that I may not agree with all the tactics that the students used. Whether or not I agree or not, for me, is irrelevant because of the reaction, the disproportionate reaction that the powers that be inflicted on our students.
My name is Emil. I'm a UGM student, math teaching at high school.
So, were you here on Thursday?
Yeah, I was here on Thursday just after the protest, the big protest with students. I came on McGill's campus because I heard there was a protest. And then after I saw the whole mayhem happen.
So can you just tell us a little bit about what happened?
Well, for what I've seen is that we were here on the James Square and, police with bike just ran off, and then after anti-riot police came in and they circled us to beat us up and get us out by Milton Street, and then after they assault us on Milton Street, they're running after us, but at this point my back was a bit broken and I've lost my glasses, so I can't tell you anymore about what happened after.
So you're from UCAM. What has the response been from UCAM students? Did they know about what happened?
There's some committee that I'm with that are committee for student solidarity that take part of the debate and take part for students here.
Okay. Do you see as what happened as a breach of freedom of speech?
Yeah. Well, what wouldn't be? Well, only freedom of thinking. I wasn't even speaking, so that's from my point of view. Breaking of the freedom of thinking, which is a bit more further than the freedom of speech.
Okay, thank you very much.
Tell me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Tell me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Tell me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
The gathering was entirely peaceful, a promising move away from the brutality of November 10th, towards a feeling of community and possibility at McGill. There will be another General Assembly at 1:30 on Wednesday at the freshly renamed Community Square.
Whose university?
Our university!
Whose rights?
Our rights!
Whose rights?
Our rights!
Whose rights?
Our rights!
Students' rights under attack! What do we do?
Stand up like that!
Students' rights under attack! What do we do?
Stand up like that!
Democratic rights under attack! What do we do?
face at about 3 inches away. Needless to say, the protesters were pissed. They did not, however, at that moment resort to violence. They closed ranks, they moved forward, they pushed the bike cops out, and then the riot police arrived, and we all know what ensued then. But I want to say that that was the first act of violence that I saw, and it was brutal.